Welcome to the School of the Word. This is lesson 16 in our teaching series, The Third Side in the Clash of Three Kingdoms, titled Anarchy to Transition. Our teacher is Alan Smith.
The subtitle of today's teaching is, last week it was From Chaos to Anarchy. Today it is From Anarchy to Merger. Now things are moving quickly. And so we're in a chaotic state. We've been in anarchy and a chaotic state. And now I want to take us through this understanding of this anarchy is going from anarchy to merger. Now, that's a scary thing. I'm going to show you why. And here we go. Two sides form one. All right, this teaching has been the teaching of the three sides. Our problem today is we've got two sides emerging. So we're fixing to go into the battle of the two sides. This is where the spirit of man and the spirit of darkness start merging on a global sense. It's already been here, but in a global sense, we have the side of man and the side of darkness in a tremendous merger. So the spirit of man is trying to make the spirit of darkness, it is spirit of Babylon, what was considered wrong is being considered right, and what's being considered right has been considered wrong. In other words, we have a total shift here. And the spirit of man has merged with the spirit of darkness in a global sense to try to pull off this feat. Now, there's something I want you to see as a prophetic people this morning that I feel as though is tremendously important. So we're seeing now, next week, if the Lord tarries, this will say the clash of the two kingdoms, because two kingdoms have merged into one. So when you have a merger, why do you have a merger? It's because within themselves, they are smaller, but when they merge, they are bigger. When you have a company that merges, why do you do that? It's so that you get a bigger part of the market space. You have more strength. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So as we're seeing this merger take place, I'm just letting you know our enemy has just gotten stronger. What we're against has just gotten stronger. Now, I'm not saying this like some fable. I am telling you the truth. People are wanting things to get back to normal. We left normal a long time ago. We're not, normal is just something in your memory. So here we go. The two sides are now forming one side. The stakes have just risen on whose side you're on. That's what's happened. You used to get by with having one foot on one side and one on the other. You can't get by with that anymore. I was given a word last week that I have a furnace down in here. And then the gentleman said to me, he said, be careful how you speak. My problem is, once you open that furnace door, I can't control it. So if I don't speak just right, you're going to have to fix it in your own mind, because it's coming out.
That's good.
It has to. I have no choice.
That's good.
I wish I could say it nicer and prettier, but I can't. I've tried. It just won't do. I feel like it just won't. I understand the encouraging word I have. I fully understand it, and I even agree with it. But I can't do it. Now, so the two sides form one side. This is important to see. Now, what is anarchy? Anarchy is a state of disorder due to absence or non-recognition of authority. Now, that's huge. What we have today, what is being torn down today? The recognition of authority. We are in anarchy. The battle is raging. The war is going. All authority is trying to not be recognized. Now, I'm not going to say that police forces in all of our cities have done a perfect job. They have failures like the rest of us. But not to recognize them as a point of authority is anarchy. So out in Seattle or somewhere, they got rid of the police, and now they're calling for them back. Where'd you go? They're ringing the phone trying to get somebody to answer. I'm like, I'm serious. I'm like, did somebody's brain go on vacation? You run them off and then want to call them? They weren't even thinking they weren't going to be there, somebody. I am not kidding. So the anarchy in the spiritual warfare here is horrendous. People are saying and doing things with no recognition of consequence. No recognition of consequence. Now, what's a merger? It's a combination of two things into one. A merger is a combination of two things into one. So now we have the spirit of man, the spirit of darkness have taken on a merger, tearing down all authority that's around us, right? I mean, even the authority, the symbol of our American flag. I mean, to me, you got to go beyond, here comes the furnace, stupid, to consider such a thing. You're sitting there in the freedom to run your yap because other people died for it, and then you want to criticize it. Something's wrong with that. What is wrong? I'm telling you. The spirit of man, the spirit of darkness has merged. Does all of this stuff look stupid to somebody else other than me? There's been a merger. Darkness appears stupid. And you're seeing it on an unprecedented level today. I'm just letting you know what time it is. Here we go. Okay, in this merger, we're seeing a time of transition that you got to understand. I have just spoke to you a little bit of the earth, the world. Where are we? What's going on? Okay, time of transition. In a merger, you have a transitional merger. It takes time and everything for it. It's been merging. We've been in a merger there. I think it's almost complete. So we have a time of transition when the merger takes place. Now, to have a transition, you have to have transformation. So when the spirit of man, the spirit of darkness merge, you'll have a transformation into what man thinks is a new man. We now have more freedom, we have more liberty, we have yada, 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 yada. All of a sudden, this new man's going to stand up and is standing up of the merger of darkness and the spirit of man. It runs off of man's ego. He's getting power, but he's getting power in his head stroke from the dark side. Now, so this is it's a time of transformation. The dark side and the spirit of man is trying to transform everything, our country, our world, our cities, our churches, everything. The spirit of man and the spirit of darkness is trying to transform us into what they desire. Now, you've got a decision to make. You got a decision to make. You've never been in a harder place in your time, in your life. This is a hard spot. This is a hard place. And it's real. So there's a transformation going on in our society and in our world. So here we see the clash of the two kingdoms, which I'm now calling two sides, not three. When the Lord started showing me this, it just messed me up. So, has anybody seen this? What is that? Transformer. Transformer. That's right. That's the name of that one. It's the night What'd you say there?
Optimus Prime.
Yeah, that's right, Optimus Prime. That's a transformer. Anybody heard of the transformer toys that they got and all of this sort of stuff? Now here, I want you to walk with me here a minute. I just picked this one out. I just picked it out. The world is shouting everywhere. The prophetic is a language that is so loud, I get so distracted because it is so loud. You see a little kid's toy, a little transformer, yada yada, isn't that cute? Isn't it this? Right? This is just a little you got to understand, the whole idea here is the spirit of man is longing for a superhero. A witness to me is what Brian said this morning. Where did he go? What he said, you know, he started picking up on superhero and all that. I said, you're getting close. He was picking up what the Spirit of the Lord was saying and saying this morning. So here we have this thing in the world. It's called the Transformers. And you've got this, a prophetic people, it's of necessity that we read the languages that are around us in the world. Symbols are a language. Total language. So here we got this one, the Transformers, it's called. This is called The Last Night on this one particular one here. I want you to watch some. Just keep in mind, transformation is the key in having the faith of God. So here we got the world trying to transform. If you can make a male into a female, you're pretty good at transforming. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
You got to capture this. The world's trying to transform. God knew this was going to happen. God's called you to transform. If you don't transform faster than the world's transformer, you're going to be lost in the dust. The Christian life and walk with God is no longer optional. You're going to bite the dust. Here we go. Romans 12:2 says this, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye what?" Now, you see, the word transformer was in the Bible before they made a cartoon out of it. The whole thing that's down deep in the spirit of man, the world's capturing and marketing to make money. The reason the transformers made so much, did so well, is because it's down in the heart of man. To be transformed into the likeness of Christ. There's smart people out in the world. They've picked up on it. They know how to market it. If you get a movie or a story or anything that's made a lot of money, it's like the Savior of Christ, and they just put it in different forms. Either a sci-fi series or something, but you always got a Savior. Right? And it sells. Everybody's looking for the superhero, for the Savior. What about The Matrix? Anybody watch The Matrix? You see the imagery in there? I mean, if you want to make it, see, it's already in the heart of man. So we're going to make money off that baby. Well, go ahead and make you some. I just want you to see what's going on. So here we say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Okay, if we're going to be, transformation's happening. Spirit of man, spirit of darkness in a merger. Spirit of man's being transformed into likeness of darkness. It's going to get worse. I'm so sorry. Now, okay, if we're going to be transformed, how do we turn into a transformer for God? By the renewing of our mind. Our nine minds have to be made new. What you knew up to today was fine to get you to here, but you're going to have to be renewed more because it's not going to work where we're going. Somebody's Alan, that's good preaching.
That is good preaching.
Because it's a truth. Renewing your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and what?
Perfect.
What he's saying is you're going to have to know the will of God to go where we're going.
That's good. That's good.
It's not what a preacher says. You are going to have to know what the will of God is for your life. For your life. You got to know the will of God for life, to live. Right? So that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is so non-optional. We've got to be transformed. The world is transforming. But we have to transform to stay up with it. We're supposed to supersede it. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm just not making this stuff up. I'm telling you the truth. Now, the world is looking for God's transformers. The world's looking for a transformer. But they're looking for God's transformers. They're looking for the real deal. A cartoon, I guess, will do till they see the real one. Ordinary cars would transform into superheroes with amazing abilities. Anybody watch Transformer? It's a little car going down the road. And all of a sudden turns into this superhero. It's an ordinary car. Dents and everything. And all of a sudden it transforms. It has these amazing abilities to do all this stuff. That's us.
Come on.
It's a shame I got to teach Bible with a cartoon. It's us.
Yeah.
We're to be transformed. We will have amazing abilities. That's right. The point being that once the ordinary vehicles transformed, they were truly extraordinary. That's right. If you blend into society, you have not been transformed. That's just the way it is. You're to be extraordinary. Extraordinary. We're transformed. We don't go back into our old man. We transform into the new man. All things are passed away. All things become new in a transformed world. How do you live in a transformer? You have to have extraordinary abilities to live in God's world. We give it phrases, supernatural and all these other things, and now they have no meaning. I'm putting new meaning to it. You need to be extraordinary in the things of the kingdom of our God. Now, here's the merger. I'm going to move on. The world's transformers, I'm going to call it. Now, watch this one. Man's path and the path of darkness are merging to make one. You remember last week I started teaching on future. And I had spoken about the prophets are future telling instead of the will of God telling. You remember that? And let me say it like this. We live in a world of preachers. I don't look at our pastor as a preacher. I look at him as a prophet. Because prophets tell the will of God. Preachers is something we kind of brought in and we kind of mixed together a teacher and a pastor and all that. We kind of put it all in together, call him a preacher. He's a prophet. That's the biblical term of what's happening here. And that is, he stands here and tells the will of God. Now watch it. You got man's path and the path of darkness emerging to make one. Lines are being blurred to create merger. If you catch anything I say today, get this one. Now, this is I want you to get this one. Lines are being blurred to create the merger. What did I put next? Okay, distinction. Remember, lines are being blurred. Now, what causes lines to be blurred is you stop making a distinction. All right? A distinction is a difference or contrast between similar things or people. Now, I put this up there. Distinction is the necessary spiritual tool to speak and see prophetically and see truth. Now, we're going to go over this just a little bit. The lines are being blurred. There's neither, male, female, ever what you identify with, ever how you feel. That's what you are. That's what you can be as man's and darkness merge. The man or the male, you can be what you want to be. Can you see the merger? You can be what you want to be. Think it, do it. This is a merger. The problem with that is, as a prophetic people and the people of God, you prophetically see through distinction. I'll give you an example. New Testament. It is of utmost importance, if you're going to understand your Bible, to make a distinction between the body of Christ and Israel. It's important. You've got to see Israel for the Jew. You got to see that, and you got to see the body of Christ. Now, they come back together because we have inherited the promises of Abraham. But in the New Testament, you got to make a distinction between Israel and the body of Christ. That's called a distinction. In everything, the way you see is through making distinctions. There's a distinction between male and female. Why? Because I can see it. Now people are saying there's no difference, but that doesn't go with what I'm seeing. So they're trying to blur the lines of distinction. Are you catching me? Distinctions is a prophetic tool. I distinguish between light and darkness. I make a distinction. So it's an onslaught on our earth today that distinctions are blurred. So therefore, if you consider that, you will be confused. There are distinct absolute truths.
Come on.
You cannot allow them to be blurred. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It's just the way it works. If you lose your ability to see distinctions, you lose your ability to prophetically see. This, if you do, you'll start reading your Bible and you won't understand it. This Bible is nothing but distinctions. All right, is everybody with me?
Yeah.
I'm going to move here. Distinctions is necessary. It's a spiritual tool to speak and see prophetically and to see truth. Distinctions are trying to be torn down. There's no difference in the church and the world, right? Why? Distinctions of who we are being torn down. I just showed you, if you've been transformed by God, that you're distinctively going to be transformed, right? My old man and new man needs to have distinctions. They don't need to be the same thing. Pastor asked us to read, and I think I got it in these slides. I'm probably jumping ahead, but I'll do it twice. There's one thing to have faith in God. And there's another to have the faith of God. We can sit here and say, I'm here, I have faith in God. I have faith God can do anything. But it's another to have the faith of God. And we speak to the sick and they are healed.
Right.
Now, I'm just telling you, there's a distinction. There's a difference. We have yet to hold in our hand, and if this offends you, so be it. We have yet to hold in our hand the faith of God. I carry the faith in God, and I have barely touched the faith of God. Scares the bejeebies out of me. When we do, you can speak to a mountain. Guess what?
That's right.
That puppy's moving.
That's right. Come on.
Called the faith of God. It's called Christ in you, the hope of glory.
That's right. Yeah.
Scares me even to say it out loud. I know it's true, but it makes me tremble within.
Yeah.
I know it's true, but I know I'm not there.
Right.
But I know it's true.
Yeah.
I know it's true. Now, the distinction's important. Here we have a picture, and this is a picture of two paths. One path is kind of easily walked upon. The other one's going uphill, and it's got rocky old steps. This is a picture of what I've been speaking about of in future, talking about future now. There again, I have told you not to tell future, but we walk in future. In future, there's two paths. They each have a name. One's called the path of man to the right, and the other one's called the path of God, which not many walk. Why? Because it's hard. And it's uphill. Listen, if you want to have an easy life, you're better off not to come to God.
That's right.
A lot of us came to God thinking things are going to get better, wondering why in the world they got worse. It's because God promised to make you better, not your life better.
Come on. Come on now.
We didn't read the fine print.
That's right.
So if you're going to do the path of God, it's to the left. You walk uphill. The world's going on the easy path or downhill.
Right.
As we say, water flows at the places of least resistance. So does the world. What keeps us from standing for God? We don't want to go to the place of least resistance. Let me tell you the truth. The reason most people sin is not because they want to sin. It's because it's just easier to sin and be accepted than it is to not sin and walk with God. That's right. Two paths. Pathway of God, life of God's uphill. You're climbing a mountain all the way. He'll let you stop and rest every now and then, but only to prod you again. Get up, let's go. Because it's uphill. Now, there's one thing about going uphill, up those steps. You get stronger. That's right.
That's right.
Why? Because the journey makes you stronger. The path and ways of man keeps you here on this earth. The pathways of God goes higher. If you want to go higher with God, you're going to have to climb a mountain. You're going to have to take the hard way. As a friend of mine said, Alan, what you're saying is we got to take steps instead of an elevator. I said, that's right. The pathway of God is taking the steps. Now, if you're really interested in the will of God and walking the ways of God, I'm not here to make it flowery. I'm here to tell you the truth. Because you can do it. God wouldn't have said it if we couldn't do it. But I will say this, we got a little ways to go, all right? So here we got these two pathways, and future has two paths, and path of God, which is eternal. Somebody say eternal.
Eternal.
The path of God is eternal. Path of man in darkness, which is chaos and anarchy, stays on the earth. So we pass through the hardships of life on the pathway of God. Now, let me say something to you. On this earth, you might not see much gain. In the spirit, you're in tremendous gain. Because you are growing in the faith of God. Not just faith in God, but faith of God. There is a reward to being conformed into His likeness. You know, faith is a gift. You don't work it up. It's just the closer to the light I get, the more of Him I see. The view from here looks sad, but the truth will set me free. Here we go. Now, as we're moving, the battle is more about us finding the will of God. I've spoken about this since the beginning of the series. I've used this slide every time. Because my hope is that the teaching and the truth will take you deeper into this one slide. The battle is more about us finding the will of God. I've shown you how we can know the will of God. Just because we don't know it doesn't mean we can't. The battle is more about us finding the will of God than it is about finding our future. Yeah. Everybody wants their future. I want a big house. I want a car. I want to do all this. I'm going to go prepare for this. Prepare. When we spend half our life preparing, we're just going to die and leave it all. But we're preparing for the future that we see. For our future is in the will of God. What we're looking for is the will of God. And I'm telling you, we find the will of God on the path of God. The reward of the path of God and walking it daily is that your faith in God turns into the faith of God. So don't despair in your tribulation that's before you. You're on the pathway of God. He's going to go with you, take you through it, and He's going to transform your faith from faith in Him for His faith. Anybody with me? Here we go. We must allow the Spirit to guide us into the truth of God's path and future. So we got the Holy Spirit here. And I said to her a while back, my greatest quest this year, and probably the rest of my life, is to be more introduced, to understand more of who the Holy Spirit is. I know very little of the Holy Spirit. God knows my heart. I want to know more about His Holy Spirit. I am willing. And I say that with fear and trembling because I've said it before. And when God transformed me in an area, it wasn't like I thought. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? When He does it, He is complete and very efficient. So I want to know more about it. I don't stand up here before you acting like I know something great about the Holy Spirit. I don't. I just know the Holy Spirit is real. I know I've prayed for people, and all of a sudden, I can feel something come over me, and all of a sudden, something happens to somebody. I'm like, well, wow, how did that happen? It's not like I'm standing there and say, yep, that was the Holy Spirit. Yep, I'm like, I'm the most amazed that God used a vessel like me, and He did something. I'm like, and I can't even teach it because I didn't even do it, and I don't even know what happened. I just know it did, and He did. I'm like, wow, this blows my mind. It just blows my mind. So I'm on this quest to be introduced more to the Holy Spirit of God, and I hear His voice, and I do all these. I mean, it's not like I haven't been introduced, but I know there's a lot more about His Spirit and His Holy Spirit that my faith in God might be transformed into the faith of God. If I really get hold of the faith of God, world, look out. Amen. There's some stuff going to shake, rattle, and roll. So here we go. We must allow the Spirit to guide us into this truth of God's path and future. And there again, it's one thing to say, let God's Spirit guide you, and it's another thing that He does. And I understand the difficulty in what I just said to pull off. Understand that. I'm sure some of y'all are there and say, well, Alan, I can tell you a thing or two. You're the ones I don't want to hear. I've already heard it. Okay, I've already heard it. Now, but I'm looking for the answers I haven't heard. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will do what? Who will? He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. He's not braggadocious. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now listen, if the Holy Spirit has to hear, why do we think we don't need to? The Holy Spirit has to hear too. I'm praying, I say it all the time, I'll be praying, I say, Holy Spirit, God ain't saying a thing. You hearing anything? I carry on a conversation with the Holy Ghost like that. I know they're connected, but somewhere they must be disconnected, or I don't know what's happening. I'll say, well, Holy Spirit, can you go to him and ask him if we can talk? He shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you what? Things to come. Now, here we go, things to come. And I got into this thing last week on how, oh, mercy, it's 10:31. How did I get that far in the future? Well, I'm acceleration, I guess, on that clock. We're going to have to stop right there. Has everybody kind of got where we are today? We're going to pick up, if we're not into the future somewhere next week, we're going to be right here. But don't miss what's happening right now, because I want to let you in on a secret. The will of God's in the house.
Yes. Yes.
The will of God is in the house. The presence of God's in the house. I've been in services, I've been in places, I've been on the farm, and the presence of God's there. And only, it's just two or three times in my life, I don't know how else to say it, but I've been in the presence of God, but then God sits down, and all hell breaks loose. Because God, there's a difference in His presence and when He comes in and sits down. You know, when people come to see you and they stand there at the door and talk, but they, hey, come on in and sit down.
Come on.
There's a difference.
Come on.
I'm just letting you know His presence is here. The will of God's here. But make no bones about it, I'm asking Him to sit down. While I ask God to sit down, will you stand up? Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you for today. We ask and pray, oh God, that your will would be done in this place. Dear God, we do call this a service, but it's a gathering of your people that love you. We just gather together and hang out, and we want to feel your presence, and we invite you to come in and sit a while.
Yes.
Lord, be with your people. You know those that are sick among us, those who are afflicted. Some are here, some are not here. You know who they are, oh God. And I ask and pray, oh God, with all the faith I have, if I've got this little bit of your faith, oh God, I want to exercise the faith of God that these might be healed.
Yes, God.
It's a testimony that you sat down in this house.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen.